WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board no longer faces a lawsuit over their decision to sell land last month.
Developer Heath Phillips withdrew his lawsuit yesterday in his effort to buy the district's property next to his Barracks subdivision. School Board President Valerie Yokin says due to the timetable of building the next elementary school, approved by voters last year, it was important to sell the land at Holloman and Deacon and buy another tract at Holloman and Rock Prairie by the end of this month.
And if we're going to build an elementary, we have a certain amount of time that we need before a school year opens, and that has traditionally been 24 months. And so that August 1st date has the significance of being able to get out on the piece of land that we're going to use to build a school.
Phillips has not responded to WTAW News requests for why he withdrew the lawsuit, and the notice he filed in Brazos County District Court did not include any explanation. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Two men who ran away from a traffic stop near Milliken yesterday morning are still at large. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says multiple agencies have been involved in the search.
We had assistance from Brazos County Sheriff's Department, the Constable Service, and agencies also from Grimes County, along with our DPS helicopter and the prison dogs from the Luther units to assist.
Also understand that some of those who were searching were on horseback as well?
That's correct. The horses would actually be from the Luther prison unit with the dogs they brought out.
Morgan says the driver of the vehicle that was pulled over by another trooper did not run off and was arrested. Residents in the area of Highway 6 and FM 2154, where the traffic stop took place, are asked to call law enforcement if they spot suspicious activity. The first declared candidate to become Bryan's next mayor is a local businessman. Andrew Nelson is a co-founder and CEO of a technology company, Leesum America. Nelson is currently on Bryan's Comprehensive Plan Advisory Committee and the board of the Research Valley Innovation Center. He is a former member of the Bryan Business Council. Bryan will have a new mayor as Jason Bayinski is term limited from seeking re-election. A second member of the College Station City Council is running for mayor. Carl Mooney is in his second term on the council, which has included 2 years as mayor pro tem. He is also a former member and chair of the city's Planning and Zoning Commission. Also seeking the mayor's position is John Nichols. The official filing period for the November city school election starts Monday. A Bryan couple is in jail and their three young children are staying with family members following an investigation by police and Child Protective Services. On July 1st, Bryan police responded to a report of deplorable living conditions. Officers say the mobile home had no food, no electricity, and no running water. That led to CPS immediately removing the children, who range in age from 10 months to 6 years. The 27-year-old parents, David and Jennifer Owens, were arrested on Tuesday. A College Station woman is arrested for setting fire to her car in downtown Bryan. 36-year-old Belle Ann Gates told fire investigators, according to the arrest report, she started lighting contents in her car after an attempt to blow up the vehicle with anhydrous ammonia failed. Tuesday's fire at Texas and 26th resulted in no injuries. And near downtown Bryan Tuesday night at Sims and 27th, a car got stuck on the railroad tracks. Police report the occupants got out before a train hit the car. WTAW News Time is 9 after 6. It's 77 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate. Rebate and a $1,500 to implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. Here we go at 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
More of the country looks to be affected by the hot weather that we've been seeing across Texas. It spreads into the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast over the next 48 hours. Sunshine today, 95 to near 100 degrees. Overnight clear, 75 to 80. We're sunny tomorrow. Highs are 95 to near 100. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 75 to 80. Sunshine Saturday. Highs will be 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers extend their win streak to 16, while in Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers lose once again to the Angels, and the Astros take down the Oakland Athletics. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you are. It's this is a big day today. I mean, it's big enough we're going to mention it next hour.
Ooh.
It's junk food day.
Woohoo!
Just letting you know. Okay?
And sounds like my kind of day.
So we'll have a little discussion, research, focus group, whatever. See what that happens to be. Toronto Parks and Recreation officials are investigating after signs indicating, quote, nudity is required, end quote, posted on a beach earlier this week. Hanlon's Beach is a clothing optional beach where visitors are legally permitted to shuck their duds in a fenced-off area. However, it is not a requirement, only an option. On Reddit, a user wrote that during a visit to the beach, they were surprised to see, quote, a bunch of signs saying, undressing area, you must be nude.
Well, that kind of defeats the optional part of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, the Redditor? I've never heard that word before. I guess that's somebody who writes on Reddit. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Redditor also said that as they settled onto the beach, they were approached by two men who told them to take off their clothes. Well, they refused and walked away. Spokesperson for the Toronto Parks and Forestry Recreation Department said in an emailed statement, the city staff is aware of the reports of the signage that's been on the beach this weekend that was inaccurately indicated that it was required. But again, you go to a place like that, mostly you'll find people who have no business doing that.
Yeah.
So just saying.
Well, you know, I mean, if you go to a place, yes, it's clothing optional. I get that. But if you go in clothing, aren't you just kind of a looky-loo?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's
so
kind of creepy.
Why are you there?
Yeah.
What are you doing there? Just if you want to do that, that's fine. But just move on if you're not. Police called to a party in Bendorf, Germany, after a 50th birthday celebration got a bit too loud. The Ossifers arrived, and the women went wild.
Because,
no. Yes, they thought the strippers had arrived.
Take it off.
Yeah, they said, no, actually, we're not. We're really police officers.
Yeah, you are.
Yep.
We got a lot of info.
Mason went on to say that several attempts to explain to the approximately 10 tipsy women that the officers were genuine were completely unsuccessful.
Oh, are you those strippers that are here for the flood relief?
Yeah, them too, the lap dancers. All right,
get a bunch. Are you bringing out your handcuffs?
Yeah. Tipsy 50-year-old women. There we go.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrible Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
How do you know when the moment is right? The moment you lay eyes on something you can't live without. You stare across the room, time freezes and the world fades away. Nothing exists but you and a Honda. You're smitten by the sleek design. You look into its headlights. It stares deeply into your eyes. You move in, inching closer to the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Its sticker price leaves you breathless. You get inside, heart pounding, as you glance at the standard rearview camera. It helps you see what's behind you. You see a beautiful future together. Now is the moment for well-qualified customers to hurry in for great deals at the Honda Summer Clearance Event.
Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers. CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on IHS Automotive. Bulk U.S. vehicles and operation. Registration statistics 1987 through 2014 for Honda and competing brands on the road for the entire time period. Confirm safe conditions before backing up. Rear view camera doesn't display all info about conditions and objects behind vehicle.
Talk faster. News Talk 1620 WTAW. 6:15. Here we go. It's the 21st of July. It's day 203. Got 163 to go. As we mentioned, National Junk Food Day. We'll talk more later. No Pet Store Puppies Day. Go get your puppies elsewhere.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't buy them from a pet store.
Yeah, because...
But don't buy them out of the back of an SUV in a parking lot either.
Okay? Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Somewhere in between.
Rescue's the way to go.
That's it. Exactly. Legal Drinking Age Day. The National Minimum Drinking Age Act of 1984, passed, in fact, in July of 84, it was a controversial bill that punished every state that allowed persons below 21 to purchase and publicly possess alcoholic beverages. Now, despite the name, this act did not outlaw the consumption of alcohol for those under 21, just its purchase.
Mm.
But other states decided to take the action and completely ban it. Howsomever, there were other states that, under consent and supervision of family members, kids younger than 21 could consume, and Texas was one of those. And so,
can you imagine being 17?
Yeah, yeah,
so close.
I just about there. Ow, I missed it.
They did the same thing with cigarettes back in the day too, where you know they would make it to they made it to where people under 18 couldn't buy them.
Yeah,
but they didn't have any rule against people under 18 smoking them.
Taking the action.
So across the street from my high school, there were all these kids at one of the you know eatatoriums just standing outside
doing the smoking thing, right?
Yep. And the crossing guard police guy couldn't do a thing about it.
That's it. That's the law. All right, let's do birthdays.
We got lots of birthdays today. Let's see. Rory Culkin is 27. That's Macaulay Culkin's younger brother. Okay. He was also Mel Gibson's son in Signs, if you remember that.
The one that no one knows.
Yeah. Exactly. Diane Guerrero is 30. She plays Martita Ramos on Orange is the New Black.
Yep.
I've never seen that show, but I know it's huge,
it is a popular show. It is a popular show.
Josh Hartnett is 38.
Oh, Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. Among many other things.
Swooning in the newsroom. Okay.
Boom. Yep. Damian Marley is 38. That's Bob Marley's youngest son.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bartha is 38. He was Doug in the Hangover movies.
Of course he was.
He was the guy that was barely in of them. Yeah. Allie Landry is 43. She was a former Miss USA in 1996 and also host of Biggest Loser for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Emerson Hart is 47. He's the lead singer from Tonic.
Okay.
Brandi Chastain is 48. She scored the winning goal in the 1999 Women's Soccer World Cup.
And then, she will be, she is remembered.
And then she ripped her shirt off.
It was iconic. Yeah, it was.
It was weird.
She's pretty awesome.
Lance Guest is 56 from Last Starfighter and Jaws the Revenge. John Lovitz, 59.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah, he's 59, the artist formerly known as Cat Stevens, now Yusuf Islam is his name, is 68 years old.
You know, he did a song called So Very Young. He's 68 now, so he's not.
Probably not going to be playing that song today.
No.
Gary Trudeau is 68. That's the Doonesbury cartoonist.
Married to Jane Pauley.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Kenneth Starr is 70.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so he's not looking at a good birthday present. And Janet Reno is 78.
Oh, my goodness. That helped out Will Ferrell's career tremendously.
Maybe
it helped hers. I'm not sure which.
Symbiotic, I think.
Okay, and then I have Taco. You have Taco on there?
No, Taco.
Taco, the one who sang Putting on the Ritz.
Oh, okay.
You remember that song?
Yeah,
that was a one-hit wonder. All right, there you go, 619.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch, and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barstow creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the Republican National Convention seems to have sent Mr. Thrill Up His Leg, Chris Matthews, into an emotional roller coaster. On Monday, Matthews disgraced himself when he criticized RNC Speaker Pat Smith. She lost her son Sean in Benghazi. And he said he didn't care how Mrs. Smith felt about her son's death because it's wrong to have someone get up there and tell a lie about Hillary Clinton. They ruined their evening with this. And then on Tuesday, he suggested that the bloodthirsty RNC delegates are ready to kill Hillary Clinton. Now, surprisingly, he did have one moment of clarity when he did admit that RNC attendees have been incredibly friendly towards him and other liberal hosts, and said he hoped that conservatives like Sean Hannity will get a similar welcome at the DNC next week. Thanks, Chris, but guess what? I'm not holding my breath.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, in today's digital world, there are so many things that we can do. Now, we can shop online, we can use public Wi-Fi, and we can even bank online. We can do a lot of things that can expose our personal information to identity thieves, but LifeLock believes that you can still feel good about doing all of these things because LifeLock can help protect you from identity theft. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects and alerts you to a huge, massive variety of identity threats. And they have a U.S.-based team of specialists that will work to resolve issues if, in fact, your identity is ever stolen. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction at every business, but with LifeLock, you can do a lot more and have peace of mind. Now, memberships start at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Enrollment takes just minutes. Protection starts immediately. Call 800-440-4836 or just go to their website, LifeLock.com now. Use the promo code Hannity. You'll save 10% on your membership. Or call and mention my name at 800-440-4836 or LifeLock.com.
So the only seasons you know are hot and hotter, and the longest part of your road trip is getting out of the state. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. At the Texas Trading Post, you'll find a selection of Texas gifts and home decor that's bigger than our great state. Visit txtraders.com for Texas apparel, fine bedding, Texas-themed corporate gifts, and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. txtraders.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The U.S. is moving to recover more than $1 billion that federal officials say was stolen from a Malaysia sovereign wealth fund and used for high-end real estate, fancy artwork, and production of the Hollywood film The Wolf of Wall Street. Justice Department civil forfeiture complaints seek the forfeiture of property, including a Manhattan penthouse, a Beverly Hills mansion, a private jet, and paintings by Vincent Van Gogh and Claude Monet. The complaint filed in Los Angeles alleges a complex money laundering scheme that the Justice Department says was intended to enrich top-level officials of a government-controlled Malaysian wealth fund. Shareholders for agriculture and chemicals companies DuPont and Dow Chemical have approved their merger. After it's complete, the century-old companies plan to break up into three parts. They expect the combination to be official by the end of 2016, but regulators will still have to approve it. Crude oil trading at $45.81 a barrel on Wall Street, futures just a bit lower. That's Your Money Now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Spa from The Med, Cindy Quinn about chronic pain, and Brazos Valley Foot Care's Dr. O. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Good morning, it's 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Same stuff today, sunny, hot, high temperature near 100, heat index around 101 or so, winds south about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Going to plug in a slight chance of showers, they say, on Saturday and Sunday at 20%. Monday, it's 30%, but you know, that's a world away from right now. Got a lot of warm weather between now and then. Lows each night will probably be in the middle 70s, and that's what we're looking at right now. It's 77 degrees out there.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
You've probably heard a million travel tips, but there are some you may not have heard that make an awful lot of sense. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When traveling, especially by air, there's a lot to remember.
There are weight restrictions, what you can and cannot keep in a carry-on. The airport and each airline have their own regulations. What I do recommend, because it changes daily, is to check with each individual airline. Their websites are very informative.
Barbara Diener, author of the book Toss Your Panties and Other Great Travel Tips.
Toss Your Panties is exactly what my husband and I do. Rather than traveling with dirty clothing, we just toss them away, and then we don't have to pack dirty laundry.
When parents travel with children, Barbara believes we sometimes expect too much of them.
When you're traveling with children, you have to let them be active. Don't make them sit in the gate. So let them run around so that when they do finally get on the train, the plane, or the car, they've exhausted their energy.
And if you're traveling to another country, particularly if you're traveling alone,
try to blend in. Don't wear ostentatious jewelry. You know, they know you're American before you even open your mouth. If you're traveling alone, book a hotel room. Ask for a room near an elevator so that you're not walking down a long hallway all by yourself. Or if you're ordering room service, order coffee for two. Nobody needs to know that you're alone in the room.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Monday is the first day to officially file for local, city, and school races. Ahead of that came two announcements yesterday. There's a second member of the College Station City Council seeking to become the next mayor. Carl Mooney joins John Nichols, who will file to succeed Nancy Berry. Dr. Mooney, who works at Texas A&M's Transition Academic Programs Office as Director of Academic Advising, is completing his fifth year on the council. He has served 2 years as mayor pro tem and is a former member and chairman of the city's Planning and Zoning Commission. The first declared candidate to become Bryan's next mayor is a local businessman. Andrew Nelson is a co-founder and CEO of a technology company, Leasum America. Nelson is currently on Bryan's Comprehensive Plan Advisory Committee and the board of the Research Valley Innovation Center. He is a former member of the Bryan Business Council. Bryan will have a new mayor as Jason Bayinski is term limited from seeking re-election. A lawsuit against the College Station School Board's choice to sell vacant land has been withdrawn.
That clears the way for the district at the end of this month to sell property at Holloman and Deacon and purchase a tract at Holloman and Rock Prairie. School Board President Valerie Yokin says that gives them enough time to build a new elementary school as voters approved last year if the board chooses that location.
That August 1st date has the significance of being able to get out on the piece of land that we're going to use to build a school, you know, have it surveyed, have everything identified so that we can go forward so that we're ready to open that school in the 2018-2019 school year.
Dr. Yokin says with no lawsuit, the district can also return to the business of educating students.
The board is interested in the community realizing that, you know, we were very transparent in what we did. We tried to address and make sure that there was enough information that all the information was available so the community knew what was going on. And we are looking forward to having that behind us and focusing on the new school year.
Developer Heath Phillips, who filed the lawsuit after the school board sold the land to a higher bidder, did not state a reason for withdrawing the legal action in the notice he filed in Brazos County District Court. Phillips has also not responded to WTAW News requests for comment. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Two men who ran away from a traffic stop near Milliken yesterday morning are still at large. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the driver of the vehicle that was pulled over at Highway 6 and FM 2154 did not run off and was arrested. Two others ran into a pasture.
The people that live in that area, obviously there are several residents in other streets, and if somebody should see somebody look suspicious in their area, also we just remind people to go ahead and contact Bryan Dispatch or the Brazos County Sheriff's Department and report that, and we'll definitely check it out.
Morgan says the search has included a DPS helicopter, corrections officers from the Luther unit on horseback, deputies from the Brazos and Grimes County Sheriff's offices, and local constables. Bryan police responding to a report of a young family living in deplorable conditions led to Child Protective Services removing three young children from the home and the arrests of the parents. BPD and CPS responded July 1st to a mobile home off Leonard Road. According to police, the home had no running water, no electricity, and no food. The children, who range in age from 6 years down to 10 months, were placed with a family member. Officers obtained an arrest warrant, which led to the parents being taken into custody on Tuesday. 27-year-old Jennifer and David Owens were still in the Brazos County Jail. Bonds for both were set at $15,000. A car fire Tuesday in downtown Bryan resulted in an arrest on an arson charge. According to the arrest report from the Bryan Fire Department, 36-year-old Belle Ann Gates of College Station told investigators she filled the car with anhydrous ammonia, hoping it would blow up. And then when that didn't work, she started lighting contents inside her car. No one was injured from the fire at Texas and 26th. No one was injured after a train struck a car near downtown Bryan Tuesday night. Bryan police reported a car was stuck on the tracks at Sims and 27th. The occupants got out and police were attempting to contact the railroad when the train struck the car. Archaeologists have started the first ever full study of the grounds of the Alamo to try to determine what the area looked like in the 1830s and before.
Dr. Nesta Anderson of Pape Dawson Engineers, who's leading the dig across Alamo Street from the Alamo, says when designers began work on the master plan to reimagine the Alamo, they realized we really don't know much about it.
We are going to go ahead and try to find the south wall across the street and the west wall and see if we can get some physical confirmation that this is where the walls were.
She thinks evidence of the adobe walls of the Alamo Mission are about 2 feet below ground, but that's 2 feet of paving stones, fill dirt, and old foundations to carefully dig through. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 6:36. It's 77 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email Sam at BryanBroadcasting.com.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Chances are you've had a tax problem or know someone who has or will have one. Bad taxes can happen to good people. Tax Defense Partners has been in the industry for almost 20 years. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, don't wait. Call 800-684-7777 now. Waiting can risk wage garnishing, compounding fees, interest, and more. Don't fight the IRS alone. Call Tax Defense Partners at 800-684-7777.
6:38, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works, located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here you go.
We have very little change to our weather pattern. Lots of sunshine and very warm today. Temperatures will be very close to 100 this afternoon. It'll be clear, warm through the overnight, 75 to 80. More sunshine and hot again tomorrow. We're 95 to 100 degrees. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, warm, 75 to 80. The heat continues unabated right into Saturday. Sunshine, a few clouds, and 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers extend their win streak to 16, while in Major League Baseball, the Astros take out the A's and the Rangers fall once again to the Angels, and a former Baylor player finds himself in some legal hot water. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, I guess we know that Ted Cruz doesn't want to be the Attorney General in the Trump campaign, or he may not want to be a Supreme Court justice.
I don't think he wants to do anything for Trump.
Yeah.
You know, they gave him a wide berth, and we talked to Congressman Flores yesterday, who was hopeful that the speech would go well.
If you love our country and love your children as much as I know that you do, stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
That was...
Yeah. I saw somebody tweet, at least Cruz didn't call Trump a Hitlerian orangutan with a bad haircut.
Well, that's true. Kent Paxton, who's the Attorney General of the state of Texas.
I think it's his personal choice. Obviously, we all have to make our own choices. I do think he'll ultimately join forces. Whether he specifically endorses, I think he'll be a good force for the party and for the movement.
No, he won't.
No, not at all. Not at all. If you can't even say his name.
Yeah, that would be...
And say, vote for him.
No, wait. He said his name. Let me see.
If you love our
country. No, that's not it.
Wait,
here it is. I didn't download it. He congratulated Donald Trump on getting the nomination. So he did say his name.
He said it once at the very, very beginning.
One time.
And then never again.
Roger Stone, in an interview with The Hill, a former advisor and longtime friend of Trump, called Cruz a dumb son of... Oh, well, you know the rest of that. Also said that Cruz is a despicable human being. Insisted no voter gives a beep about what Ted Cruz does. The only person this hurts is Ted Cruz.
I would slightly agree with that. I think it makes him look bad. And yes, it doesn't help the party, but it really just makes him look like a sore loser.
It does.
Here's the thing that I like about Ted Cruz, and I'll say it today while everybody hates him. He said, this is what I'm going to do when I go to Washington, and he did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why, I mean, it'll be interesting. I imagine that the Castro brother, who's still a member of Congress, will run against Cruz for his seat. There may be other people on the Republican side who decide that they want to run against Cruz when he comes up for re-election. But the people who support Cruz know that he did, in fact, do everything he promised that he would do.
Mm. He did.
And that's very unusual.
He did. And, you know, everybody's upset at him for sounding like a sore loser, which, you know, that is one side of the spectrum for sure. But on the other side, he didn't sell out. You know what I mean?
He did not. He most definitely did not.
He didn't pull a Bernie.
And so I don't know. I'm not exactly sure if it was a horrible thing, but.
We will unite the party. We will unite the country by standing together for shared values, by standing for liberty. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless the United States of America.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, his wife had to be escorted out of the arena.
She did.
Well,
she
you did. Know, and I mean, while he did say some things and stick to his guns and stuff like that, then coming out and saying, you know, we're going to unite the party and stuff, clearly that's not going to happen.
Exactly.
Not with him leading that.
No.
Right.
The big no-show, of course, at the convention last night, John Kasich, and we talked to Congressman Flores about that, saying he's at the convention. He is there. He's doing stuff. He's just not officially on the floor. Interesting in that this on the heels of a New York Times report that Donald Trump Jr. reached out to John Kasich. I love that reaching out. Let me reach out to you. Yeah, right. Okay. Offering him the vice presidential slot and along with it, the power to set all foreign and domestic policy for U.S. America, leaving Trump essentially as a figurehead. Now, they brought up also in that article that last May, this guy Paul Manafort, who's the campaign manager for Trump, was asked about the VP for Trump, and he said, quote, he, meaning Trump, needs an experienced person to do the part of the job that he doesn't want to do. He sees himself more as a chairman of the board rather than a chief executive officer, let alone a chief operations officer. So you talk about a vice president with some power and influence, and still Kasich decided he didn't want to do that. So,
but Donald Trump also, I mean, that's not... That doesn't look good on him.
Right.
Does not look good on him to just
want to
sit
back. I want the
back.
Title. I want the position, but I don't necessarily want the job.
I just don't want to do anything.
Would probably not be the thing to be reminded of today. So anyhow, I guess he'll speak tonight, and it'll wrap up. He'll be on a teleprompter as long as he stays on it.
At the same time, do voters really take the vice president more into consideration at that point?
True. And, you know,
saying, okay, maybe I don't like Trump and I don't like, you know, what he says and how he is and his demeanor, whatever. But if he's not really going to be making some of the decisions, do I really just need to evaluate who the vice president is? Because that may be somebody even of more influence.
True. And again, if in fact, and this is, you know, Pence has been in the Congress, Pence has been a governor, so he certainly has some leadership ability and management ability. The other thing is, I think Newt Gingrich is going to be a really important part of the a Trump administration if he's elected. Again, I think we've talked about maybe chief of staff, and he would drive the legislative agenda. You know, for as much golf as the current president plays, I don't know how far away we are from that right now.
That's
right.
True. That is very true.
Because he's, you know, he's pretty much doing that, and
that's when people really need to start evaluating the entire
team system,
which we've never had to do before. I mean, we have never had to do. And if you go back to when Gerald Ford and Ronald Reagan were at the same convention, they discussed, Gerald Ford pitched to Ronald Reagan the idea of a co-presidency, and the Reagan people obviously said they're not going to do that. But you know, that was the last time that we had a situation where they were going to, and every president has said, we're going to do this, the vice president's going to do more. And Biden probably has in the Obama administration. But to say that the vice president in the Trump ticket will be responsible for setting all foreign and domestic policy for the U.S. Is different.
That's pretty huge. I'm just waiting for Trump and Hillary to come out and say they're going for a co-president.
That'd
really throw a wrench in it.
Everybody happy, wouldn't it?
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1990 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners, in your home, at your office, and in our community.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Are you looking for a little shade from the hot Texas summer sun? I'll bet you are by this time and this summer especially. But not all shade trees are created equal, nor do they give equal amounts of shade. There are some big differences. You need to choose a quality tree. Fall is the best time for planting new shade trees. We're going to talk about all manners of shade as you plan for those plantings. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that will put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It absolutely is not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout. It's a quarter of a century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer the book I've always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, just $31.95. But that low price comes because it's not in stores, not on Amazon, self-published and printed right here in Texas. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com. neilsperry.com. If you're thinking about a new shade tree this fall, start with a high-quality species. There's no point in investing in a tree that's going to live a short and hard life. Fast growth alone is a very poor criterion in choosing a new shade tree, as every one of the fast-growing trees has one or more fatal flaws. All of them will become problem children soon after they reach maturity, if not before. You can plan on having fast-growing trees with you for 10 or 15 years. Quality trees, a couple of hundred years. That's enough for me. You want to buy from a reputable nurseryman. You want to find somebody who has experience in recommending trees for special situations. Look for someone who will be there years down the road should you run into problems and need expert help. If you're planting a new landscape, you can do very well with container-grown trees in 10 or 20 or 30-gallon pots. That's my preferred way to plant them. They'll have all of their roots intact, so they'll never know they've been moved. However, container-grown trees have been grown in lightweight potting soils, and they tend to dry out much more quickly than the native soil around them. If you buy a container-grown shade tree, plan to hand water it a couple of times weekly for the first growing season until it grows roots into the adjacent soil. Wrap your new tree to protect its foliage from roadway wind when you take it home. You simply can't drive slowly enough without it. Don't even try. Even the old foliage that's been out there all summer will burn badly at highway winds. You can't drive slowly enough. If, on the other hand, you're planting into a mature garden and you want a more immediate impact from your new tree, you may want to spend more for a larger, bold, and burlap specimen. While it may sit in place a couple of years, getting itself readjusted before resuming its normal growth, this larger tree will add character to its part of the garden starting the day that it's planted. We have some great trees in Texas. Your best bet is to get into an independent retail garden center and talk to them about what tree would be best for what I need. You need to go with quality. You need to say, is there anything I need to know about this tree? Any wheels that might come off? Oh, and you know one other thing that we ought to mention, and that is look at the power lines nearby and think about the utilities in the ground. Plan before you plant. I'm Neil Sperry. Variegated ground covers in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. Well, as September 3rd and the Aggies' first game against UCLA creeps closer and closer, we check in once again with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report.
Only 19 days until players report for fall camp. Now, the Maroon and White have addressed a lot of issues this offseason, one of them, according to Coach Kevin Sumlin, being the running game.
I think it's a combination of philosophy and scheme. And so I don't think it's just one thing. You know, you've got a bigger group of running backs than we've ever had since I've been there. You've got a situation philosophically that's going to be a little bit different, and technique-wise it's going to be different, so it'll give us a chance to be better.
The Aggies ranked 60th in the nation in rushing last year with 2,198 yards, 1,165 of those coming via running back Trey Carson. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Texas collegiate baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers returned from the All-Star break by blanking the Victoria Generals 5-0 to run their consecutive win count to 16. The shutout was the sixth for the Bombers during their impressive streak and was the third shutout in the last four games. Hunter Neal led the pitching staff for Brazos Valley as he pitched six innings and allowed four hits and struck out six. Neal picked up his fourth win of the year. Jake Cowan, Miguel Asua, and Tyler Adams preserved the shutout, combining for three strikeouts while allowing only one hit in the final three frames. Logan Bottrell provided the scoring from the bottom of the order as he went 2-for-3 on the night. The Bombers return to Nutrabolt Stadium tonight to take on the Victoria Generals at 7:30. Pregame's at 6:45, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball...
And he drives one out to deep left center field. Oh, my! Three-run jack for Marte.
Jeffrey Marte hit a three-run homer, and the Angels shut down a late rally by the AL West-leading Texas Rangers for a 7-4 win last night that gave Los Angeles a three-game sweep. It was the second straight sweep for the Angels, who won their sixth in a row and moved out of last place in the AL West. The Rangers have the night off tonight to recoup, but they look to avoid a four-game skid as they take on the Royals tomorrow in Kansas City at 7:15. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch that on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM as well. Also for the Rangers, slugger Prince Fielder is facing the prospect of a season-ending neck injury after an MRI revealed a herniated disc just above an area that was repaired 2 years ago. Fielder and outfielder Shin-Soo Chu were placed on the 15-day disabled list by the slumping AL West leaders. Out in Oakland,
the 1-2 swing and a miss. That's all for Alonso. He strikes out, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros into two-game skid.
Doug Fister pitched seven innings, and Jose Altuve continued his torrid hitting as the Houston Astros defeated the Oakland Athletics 7-0 last night. After losing three of his last four decisions, Fister took matters into his own hands, throwing seven innings of four-hit ball in which he struck out five and walked two. Fister is 9-3 over his last 15 starts going back to May 1st. The Astros are 12-3 over that stretch. The Astros also have the night off, but look to keep the momentum going as they start a three-game series with the Angels tomorrow at Minute Maid Park at 7:10 p.m. In Waco, former Baylor defensive end Sean Oakman has been indicted by a Texas grand jury on a charge of sexually assaulting a woman at his apartment earlier this year. A McLennan County grand jury returned the indictment yesterday against the 24-year-old Oakman, who finished his college eligibility in December as the Bears' career leader in quarterback sacks. His attorney said yesterday that Oakman maintains his innocence in the case. And it looks like the NFL will be hiring a chief medical officer to work with team medical staffs, the players' union, and the league committee. In a letter sent to the 32 team presidents and obtained by the Associated Press, Commissioner Roger Goodell said the chief medical officer would also work with the broader independent scientific and medical communities. And in Indianapolis, Dale Earnhardt Jr. will miss two more races with concussion-like symptoms, and Jeff Gordon will come out of retirement to drive the number 88 car for at least the next two weekends. Hendrick Motorsports made the announcement saying Earnhardt will not compete at this weekend's Brickyard 400 in Indianapolis and the next race at Pocono as he recovers from balance issues and nausea. Gordon, a four-time series champ and the only five-time winner of the Brickyard 400, will make his season debut at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He has not competed since retiring after last year's season finale and has spent this season primarily as a commentator. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 7 years, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by September 30th. Now through September 30th, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit WC Tractor, Normandy Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Aggieland Carpet One presents Stainmaster's 30th Anniversary Flooring Sale.
Need new carpet? Now's the perfect time to get the brand that combines irresistible style and incredible stain resistance.
Stainmaster's 30th Anniversary Flooring Sale at Aggieland Carpet One is your chance to save up to 40% on select Bigelow Stainmaster carpets.
Our Aggieland Carpet One experts will save you time and money while you enjoy the beauty and comfort of these super performing carpets.
Plus, on approved credit, get special financing that makes it easy to have the carpet that's right for you. Only for a limited time and only at Aggieland Carpet One.
Take advantage of our great selection of tile, natural stone, and wood at incredible prices.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
If you're caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's, you're not alone.
Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center invites you to attend the Alzheimer's Support Group, held on the third Tuesday of every month at 6:30 p.m. Share stories and seek advice from others to find the assistance and reassurance you need. The support group is open to the public at Hudson Creek, located at 3850 Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Please RSVP by calling the office at 979-774-0700. License number 102654.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. All right, more of this hot stuff going on. They do tell us we got a slight chance.